This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So me and the dog from Independence Day, who you think is going to be in trouble, he jumps away and he's okay.
Okay.
We're in the flower store smelling all the flowers. Because we have a game where we take turns smelling the flower, sort of a danger experience where he smells a flower, I smell a flower. And we see, we go in without even checking, does it have bees inside? And we'll smell it. And if it doesn't have the bee, then we say, okay, good. We buy the flower for the other person.
So, okay. So let me say the game back to you as I understand it. You put your nose all the way in the flower, yes, not knowing if there's a bee.
He goes first, but yes.
Let me say the game back to you with my new understanding of it. The dog whose name we don't know from Independence Day, who jumped out the window and we thought he's going to be hurt or something, yeah, and then he's okay.
Yeah, it jumps away. He's okay.
He puts his nose all the way in the flower, not knowing if there's a bee. Mm-hmm. Then you seemingly take a much smaller risk.
Hmm. No, it's not the same flower, Sean. And you've skipped a major step, which is after there's no bees, he buys me that flower.
He buys you the flower that had no bees.
And so that flower is now out of the game.
And if there is a bee, does the game end?
So far, there has not been any bees.
Ever a bee in the flower store?
No.
Have you thought about playing this in nature?
There's not as many flowers there.
If you notice.
Let me tell you what happened. So your question about the bees is actually important because we start the game. He smells the number one flower. And he goes, ow, 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 ow. I did get stung by a bee.
As a joke.
Well, I don't know. He is being serious about it, I think. You know, sometimes with him, you don't know.
Well, he's pretending he's going to be hurt on Independence Day, and then what it turns out is he's actually fine. So that's like exactly his M.O.
Yes. Because I look at his nose, and it's not big and red.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a thumping.
It doesn't have a hole in it.
It doesn't have a big hole.
Or, I mean, it does, but not that's not supposed to be there.
And I didn't see any bees. I didn't hear any bees. And so I'm saying, did you just not want to buy me the flower?
Well, here's what I wonder, too. If it's not that, if he's being real, are there now silent bees?
Silent, yes. Bees that don't even leave any evidence.
And if so, will I ever sleep again?
Hi!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. What up, what up?
Max.
Max, man.
What's up?
The Max. You guys ever watch Saved by the Bell? I love nostalgia!
Well, my version of that, my version of thinking about the Max is the trippy cartoon.
And actually, some people don't remember.
And it was from a time on MTV where they actually did stuff that was extremely fucked up. And,
maybe.
You know, that was the first time I liked my name, Max. I don't have two X's. I'm a Maximilian, and I got Maxi Paddle out when I was young. But then the Max, I was like, you know, Sam Keith, this amazing, cool artist. This makes me feel like I'm the Max.
Tiny Toons must have fucked you up.
Yeah. Obviously, they were so small. You know, I liked them big and grown up.
Yeah. These tunes should be huge.
Yeah, why these tunes so tiny is, you know, what I used to say.
Max, people know you.
That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I mean, that's what I'm out here
for. Tell me why.
This is really nice. All the time we tell the guests how they're known.
Sure. Yeah.
But we've never done this.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of the stuff that I do, you know, my name's not on it. So people know me, but don't, you know. Know my name, you know, they know the thing that I do.
Right.
Taking a leak or whatever?
No, but I mean, you know, like I write a lot of sort of I do a lot of, you know, branded stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. Yeah. Cattle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of, it was sort of.
I always wonder who's doing those.
Yeah, yeah. No, just
I see the symbols and I go like, that's fucking badass.
Yeah, because that's not like, how like that's not them. How farms keep track of them anymore. They have chips and stuff. But mm-hmm. then I sort of come in and I say, what uh-huh. if we still burned them with yeah. you know a symbol? And they're like, we don't want you to do that. But ultimately, these fences are easy for humans.
Your
to
symbol
hop.
Is the comedy and tragedy mask.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but they're both crying because I'm sort of trying to transition to more hard drama stuff. Mm. So I do punch up on escape rooms, and you know, I sort of I've been kind of helping out in that space, trying to just tighten. You know, they bring people in, and it's been fun. You know,
I was in a detective like 40s detective escape room that I believe you had a hand in.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It,
yeah.
And there was sort of a like. Old kind of 40s receptionist character
yes.
who would go like,
yes.
it's not in there.
Yeah, yes. I pitched, get out of there. But they, you know, ultimately the writer changed it. But that her stockings, that was me.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, because they were kind of like crisscrossy and black.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. It was like that, you know.
yeah, I'll say.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, but I understand why people did. Max, what the other thing that is so famous about you is mm-hmm. you've done all these recaps.
For many years I recapped the Top Chef
yes.
television program
you've made fun of so much food.
So much. I've described what people have cooked
yeah.
in print. Cause, I mean, I feel like the best way to experience food is for a long time people thought the best way to experience food was to watch it
yeah.
be made on television, uh-huh. You know, better than eating it. But then I was like, what if you were to then watch it be made, not taste it, but then
right.
write up what they did.
Write it up. It turned the pictures into words.
Exactly, word
and
pictures.
Then, so then read about someone right. who watched it rather than have to look at it or eat it.
Right. Exactly. Because I think maybe the visuals are too much for some people and they don't have the time to watch
Max,
the show.
You're something of an observer, aren't you?
You know, I believe the role of the artist is to kind of notice connections.
Yes, yeah. this is
people,
right.
You
sit back and you watch the whole food get made,
right.
and
yes.
then you strike.
Yeah,
almost
yeah.
like a sniper.
Yeah.
And you go in with your bullet of funny joke
Vitriol,
about it.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
a class clown, right?
Sure.
Making joke.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy
yeah.
sitting next to the class clown.
Yeah.
Who's pretending not to notice.
Yes. Right. Who describes what
yes.
everyone had for lunch.
And he's like pretending to doodle.
Yes. yes. Makes who's, fun of the lunch food.
Right.
And is
yes.
going like, hey, did you notice those chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you want to bust on
I
some
read,
food before we get started?
Let's just bust on some food.
I have a pile of Rolos in my sweatshirt. Packet.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to bust on these Rolos for a minute? Just to sort of like get you going.
Sure.
To,
yeah. Hayes had 8 Rolos, which I think is plenty of Rolos.
And we're just priming the pump.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I can
this
see
is me.
Max sort of coming alive.
Yeah,
right
yeah my
now.
Face is getting flushed.
Yeah.
I asked that we not do any photos and stuff during this today, but if you were taking them,
mm-hmm.
you would see that my face is kind of
right.
flushed.
And there is 9. So talk about the decision there to make it 8.
Well, a big part of recapping Rolos is the speed, because fans of the Rolos, they want to know about what happened in your sweatshirt
yes.
hours later. You know, like if I had waited to count these, my Twitter would be like,
you get scooped.
Yeah, where's your rocap, which is what people call my Rolo recaps. And I'd be like, look, if I spent here all day fact checking how many Rolos there were,
yeah.
you know, the up and coming Rolo recapper would already have it out.
He's already there.
He would
this
already
is
made
interesting,
GIFs
though.
Of the moving around.
Yeah.
If you do go right now to HillaryClinton.com, they are fact checking Max's Rolo review live.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see on their page as he's
yeah.
speaking, like, how many Rolos there actually were. And
yeah.
so it's kind of like, it's
that
a
room's
balance.
Been, the room that works on that has been pretty bleak since the election. They're still fact-checking the stuff, but, you know,
yeah.
it's a pretty quiet office.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
It's outside.
Yeah. the keys to the roof still work, so they're like, why don't we just do it up there? It's beautiful out.
Yeah. It has been nice lately.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
yeah.
yeah. December. So we have been talking about these recaps every day, right?
Wow.
Tell them.
Every day for about a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
all
awesome.
Week we've been saying
yeah.
these recaps.
Tell them. Yeah. No, tell them. Yeah.
Max, Hayes and I have been talking about these recaps. I don't want to keep that from you.
You
and
know.
What we've had to say is, I'm cracking up. I'm loving it. How's he do it? Stop, Max. Okay, keep going. Hey, I'm laughing again. This part I don't get. This seems like a mistake. Okay,
I actually know exactly where you were reading on this. There's a bit of a look. If I went 100% for all 2,500 words, people would be exhausted. So there's a bit of a catch and release where you got to let people catch their breath and try
and make you stop.
Yeah, yeah. The absence of laughter is what makes the next laugh. So
you want one shitty paragraph.
Yeah. Where, you know, I'm describing drama or something. People are like, you know, this has got to be here, but these are the bones that make the meat taste so good, right. Which is what I always say.
And here's what we say at the end every time. Sean and I say, we got to do these for us, some of these.
Oh my God. Some of these got to go for us.
I got to say that, you know, since I stopped writing those 3 years ago, it really means a lot that you guys kind of go back and still, you know, those seasons are hard to find, but that you, you know, sync them up and get them on iTunes or whatever.
And some people would feel like...
This was very similar to how Gabe Delahaye felt when we forced him to talk about Video Gub for the whole
episode. Did have Gabe on talking about Video Gub.
No, I love talking about it. I mean, people don't, and you know...
Yeah, people love it. No, yes, people enjoy
talking
about stuff that they've stopped doing for a long time.
No,
tried to move on from.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times people want to talk about what they've done in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
This year, the year before, the year before that.
Right.
But I just go like, well, why are we doing that?
Right.
We got to do some of these recaps for us, some of these.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, sometimes when you talk about new stuff, it like makes you feel like the stuff you've done in the last 3 years has resonated, you know, in a way. So it's nice to kind of go back and just remember. Yeah.
Just remember the main thing.
Yeah, the main thing.
Now, I've noticed there's still two of my Rolos that you have not touched. Would you like to?
Well, I assume these are all mine.
Well, yeah, you did.
Part of recapping is taking ownership of
something.
You own
the episode of the show.
Exactly.
Or...
Yeah, yeah. Redistribution rights, formatting stuff overseas, etc.
Okay, that's fair.
So, for example, if you were to, you know, sell a TV idea to Israel that's like about, you know, nine Rolos just trying to like coexist, I would actually get a piece of every episode just because I touched all these.
How are these nine Rolos going to
get along? Because they're all a little different, but they're all smart. They all make jokes. They're, you know, they're Rolos that make jokes. They don't just, you know,
I love this Rolo
They're good
show.
At their jobs.
They're very good at their jobs.
Yes, they are. They're good at their jobs. They really care about each other at the end of the day, even though they're not above busting chops.
Yeah, they're not, you know, and it's...
They're adulting. Mm-hmm. They're adulting like a boss.
And a lot of them are struggling with their relationship with their father.
Yeah.
And they kind of got something to prove.
Yeah. And, you know, and I would be involved with casting. I feel like if you miscast something like this, it just feels like a lot of actors playing Rolos that don't like each other. And we want people to know that these Rolos do love each other.
It's
and that's why they are
this.
Able to, as you put it, bust chops. And
I'll cast it. Get the DuckTales cast. 1.35 million views in less than 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Get the DuckTales cast. That YouTube video is number one trending right now. I mean, by the time you guys hear this, it'll probably be 3 million views.
The submarine from the Fate of the Furious trailer is looking to do comedy.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. And he wants to get out of the cold weather, so
fuck,
I feel like...
bitch. That's fucking bitching, man. Yo... We got to do some of these recaps for us.
We're going to do it. We got to some of these recaps. We're going to do them right now for us. We think the way to do them is play an episode of the show and then you talk about it. So we are going to play the whole episode just for us.
Uh-huh.
But when people hear it, they'll just hear
the relevant part that you're recapping. So we're going to sit in this room for the next 4 or 5 hours, I guess, and play like 5 episodes of the show. And then when you, if you
we'll
pick
do
a
one
part
at a time,
review,
we'll do one, play the whole episode, and then you'll recap that one. And then on.
And Max, be brutal.
Yes.
Be ruthless.
And be brave.
I can take it.
So
I
you're
can
letting,
take
me,
it.
Letting me off the leash here.
I'm like a Rolo in the sense that I care about you, but I still don't mind busting chops.
Right.
And I noticed on Top Chef, you give some of these guys some kooky nicknames or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get a nickname. I don't know.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see these 4 or 5 hours. You know, I'm obviously a big fan of the podcast, but I
would say to this point, not obvious.
Oh
yeah.
Oh well, what it is I don't like listening to stuff. So I I have heard like this is weird. I email the episodes to like a transcription service.
Oh wow.
And they send back a big block of text, but unfortunately it doesn't differentiate any of your voices. So it's sometimes, and I'll read it on my phone.
It's just one long,
unbroken text. Yeah.
And I skim it, and it's just 95,000 words and kind of a single paragraph in a Word doc, and I'll read it in traffic. And I'm laughing, but I don't know if it's Hayes or Sean or the guests. I'm not really
familiar with their Hayes. Voices.
Yeah.
It's Hayes. What is that, writemevoice.com?
Rev.com. It's Rev. $1 a minute. So also every episode, I'm spending $60 of my own loan outs money to...
Yeah, it's getting shorter and shorter, though, because we worry about people paying too much money. It's not,
I appreciate that,
people
yeah.
People are pissed, yeah.
Okay, so we play the episode. You listen to it. We talk about it. We do it again. Back and forth.
Oh, man.
Let's just jump in and listen to one.
So this is Adam Pally's one that he did. The one
second one
from before.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Does anyone enjoy coming on here?
Yeah. People, Nick Kroll, for example, came on. I know. And afterwards, he said that it was the
crushed it. That kill zone, start to finish.
Yes. He said we were funnier than he was after.
Right.
Cracked us up, but also admitted how funny we were.
Okay. Yes. But really, do you think that like when you burden a friend by asking them to come on a podcast and take time out of their life, do you think that anyone really enjoys doing this?
No. Hold on, though. Hold on.
No. There's no. This is the This is basically a guilt. This is like guilt when you have to come back into here.
Professionally, this could be huge for you.
Personally, it's all guilt. It's just like you feel bad. You're like, oh, I should do that. Right? Like, oh, it's a friend of mine.
Like, it's hard to say no to it. I think everyone likes it. I'm honestly, I just think you're wrong. I think when people are asked to do a podcast, they say this is a great opportunity to get my brand out there.
I will tell you that.
Talk about some of the stuff that I'm doing.
No one likes to do podcasts. And
no, you're wrong.
Everyone hates doing podcasts.
I feel so bad for you.
Wow, we did. Wow.
Wow, is there anything that jumped out from that whole episode? The Mark Twain story. Anything?
You know, I think for me, I mean, if I, you know, when I write my recaps, I definitely like to, you know, start with the fun stuff and then kind of.
Into the mean stuff.
Yeah, just like what's the thing that's really going to be the takeaway from this? So if I was writing a recap of the whole thing, the first thing I'd want to write would probably be that thing where Pally asked you guys about whether people like being on podcasts.
And we prove that they do pretty handily.
Sure, yeah.
Gets pwned in that part. Is that the part you're talking about where he gets pwned?
The major pwnage?
You know, as a recapper, my job a little bit is to provide an alt POV. Because I think a lot of times, you know, when you take in something that you guys have control, like so for Top Chef.
In Comedy Bang Bang, I think they would say an alt-right POV.
An alt-right.
This is not the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are having a conversation here.
They might also do something about like 90s alternative rock. You know?
Yeah.
Seems to be in there.
Right. Well, they would probably just do them all. Just do it all and then.
Yeah. So somebody goes alt-right, somebody says Pepe, and then somebody else goes like.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, here's Pepe, and then that's...
I'm still alive.
Yes, Pepe's here. Pepe's here. Oh, look, Pepe's here.
Oh, look, Pepe's here, and Pepe is singing 90s alternative rock song.
Yeah.
And it might be Spoon Man, you know. Oh, shit, Doughboys is going to be mad. Forget it.
Yeah, just forget
They have a Spoon Man
Just
guy.
Forget that part.
Already forgotten.
That's messed up how they bust on food, too. Does that ever make you fucked up?
Oh, fuck, dude. You are kind of the original Doughboy.
I kind of was. You know, I actually literally had a video series called Chain Gang where me and this other old school recapper, this is 4 years ago, where we would go to chains. And
fuck.
And then we released that and we're like, well, who wants to do this every week?
Right.
And make that their thing. And then, you know, they did, yeah.
Hmm.
That's fine. I don't need it. Chains anymore, so.
Well, they didn't make the list anyway. Their hottest comedy podcast list came out.
Oh, my God.
The hottest one ever. Yeah. And it was, and we were number two.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And they were number 11, hopefully.
And most fit, hot, like in the British way.
Yeah. Sure, fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like wearing tight stretch pants.
Fit, but don't you know it? The Streets, the guy from the streets.
Yeah.
Skinner, Mike Skinner.
The money was behind the chair. I don't mean to spoil
the brand don't come for free.
Yeah.
Don't sit on that. It's a television. Was in the chair.
Just tweaking it.
Original pirate material.
Yeah. I sometimes accidentally upgrade things and make them better in how I remember them. Yeah, so I just feel like I know you guys kind of the takeaway in producing that episode for you was that you you pwned Pally, but I would kind of, I think, come in to recap that you know, he pretty much nailed you guys to the wall.
Right, I see why you feel like you have to do that.
Yeah, even if I agreed, right. Even if I agreed with you guys, I'm like, no one wants to just read
yeah.
back what they just saw. Exactly.
I'm clicking on it. I see, like, why Sean Hayes actually got pwned.
Yeah.
By Adam Pally.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to click, even if it's just to make myself mad, which yeah. I think it would.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I might do a thing where I'm like, so apparently Hayes and Sean think that they just pwned Adam Pally, ? And that's rhetorical. You know, I kind of write to my audience conversationally.
Yeah.
And then I might put a GIF in. Some people call them GIFs, but, you know, I've been in the game a long time. They're GIFs of, like, you know, a cartoon character puking into a bucket. You know, something that's kind of the image is the answer to my rhetorical question, which is I yeah. disagree, and it makes me sick that they would think that anyone would like to be on podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's just like a fun, and so people reading it are maybe, because I think what's fun is that you read recaps being like, okay, I just listened to the podcast, and
yeah.
they pwn Pally. And
right.
then suddenly I come in with my laser.
Right.
And the reader's like, I think Pally pwn them.
And what does that do to your soul to be such a faker and to not be
and to
true?
And to be doing tricks on the internet that your mom could be reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I had to walk away for that reason, you know?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It caused a lot of stuff outside even my professional. I was unhappy.
Right.
I didn't like food or TV anymore. There was a lot of sort of sex stuff, you know, like not getting hard, being mad at the other person, you know, like stuff that was clearly because I was
right.
angry about that. I just had to tear apart these people that.
And that fixed it to stop doing the recaps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just had.
But how would that translate if you're not doing them already, you know? What's the version of that for someone who's not doing
yeah,
recaps?
Yeah, let's say somebody's not doing recaps.
I might start doing recaps and
okay.
then stop them and maybe just kind of the momentum.
System shot.
Exactly. It's a little bit of blown in the cartridge, you know?
Just I'll kind try of just about anything.
Okay, let's do it again.
Yeah. Just to be clear, though, you're not, like, turning my appearance here, you know, this kind of hang among friends into, like, a clip show for your purposes, right?
Are we friends? I mean, we just met. I stole your email off a separate chain from somebody who is friends with you.
Sure. I do want to say I really appreciate being courted. That is,
yeah.
you know, it means a lot
mm-hmm.
to be courted.
Okay. Tell Adam Pally.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a heat coming behind me. Okay. It is Kevin.
Okay.
You feel that heat blast?
Mm-hmm. I'm not. It's I mean, his you sweater. Could, his you, sweater's so big.
So let's, Kevin, just be quiet for this part. Let's do a recap of Kevin.
Kevin, get a pic of your sweater, which I think was a blanket.
That you chewed through. You chewed a hole into
it. Yeah, he chewed a hole into it, put his head in.
Okay,
and
let's
then he,
play
like,
this.
Clothes-pinned the arms in.
This is from Darcy. You know Darcy.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Love Darcy. Oh, my God.
Hi, Darcy.
Hey, Kev.
First, I want to apologize for, like, looking at you from the window as you entered. It came off probably creepier than it was, mm-hmm. which is, I guess, explains what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm first sorry for entering the room. And Sean and Hayes have also noted creepy accusations, I'd like to call it. And a lot of it is me taking photos of the guest without their permission.
Right.
So
the accusations aren't creepy. It's you. You are.
It's accusations it's of your, creepiness.
It's you,
but they're not creepy accusations.
It's you and your behavior.
Accusations are plain as day.
Yeah.
Yes. Really straight up.
Yes.
It's hard just because it's like you looked at me outside the, like when I was pulling in, you definitely like looked at me from this fourth floor window or whatever. So
yeah.
like you had a weird little like eagle eye on me in a way that definitely made me feel uncomfortable.
And you probably wondered if he was taking creep shots from up there.
Yeah, I was
right?
thinking maybe he was taking creep shots.
And he
already.
Was.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He likes watching people when they don't know he's watching
yeah.
them, doesn't right. he, Darcy?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to apologize because after you after I heard that you were looking at me out the window, I did whisper, "I'm going to kill you" in your ear. And
so we listened to the whole episode.
Sure, yeah.
And Kevin was a big part of it, wasn't
he? Big part.
And so now you're seeing Kevin as you're listening to the
Which episode. Is hard. I mean, a lot of the power of being a recapper is the distance.
From the
just,
food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of just, you know, firing up your copy of Apple Pages and, you know, just letting the fingers fly. You know, you're mm-hmm. sipping on a cold brew and you're just like, it's like fencing, you know, parry and poke or whatever the terms are.
And then you send it in to the eater and they're like, can you please reformat this?
It has no extension. It's just thousands of weird symbols. And I'm like, you know that iWork.com is available to all iCloud members. You can actually type right on your browser. And they're like, can't you use Google Docs? And I'm like, look, the muse doesn't strike when I'm in Google Docs.
I just put it in the body of an email. Mm-hmm. Or did I say the body? I meant subject line.
But I would probably tear apart that when Kevin kind of apologized to Darcy.
Yeah, he was pwned there a little bit.
Oh gosh!
I mean, this time I'm on board. I mean, he was pwned big time. I might kind of.
This is something where for you to say that Kevin pwned Darcy in the headline would actually be working against you.
Yeah, I would want that to be the surprise. I mean, you know, you even imagine how people are going to read this. They're scrolling through, and then maybe I would take a picture of Kevin and put like an impact font, pwned, like red letters, and I would have it flash. I could animate that. You just do layers in your copy of CorelDRAW, and then you can export that.
Would I get a nickname or anything? I don't want to force it.
I would give you all. I mean, Kevin would be probably like Curvin the Perv, you know, or Curve the Perv.
No.
K-E-R-P.
Curve the Perv. I might be like is it just me or are these guys doinking? You know, I'd kind of insinuate a backstory.
It's about Hayes and I doinking?
Okay. Interesting.
No. About Darcy and Darcy.
What is it about the two of us that you...
What's not you two?
I think that would be a... That would work?
That's just going to get clicks, huh? If Hayes and I are doinking.
I meant Curve and
that's so funny. Because we're actually not.
No, we're not.
Huh.
But
for a while.
To encourage us to is making me think like, oh, well, I don't know. It's just an interesting position to take. I wonder what would be the case for that were to make it. What's the argument? What's the pro argument?
I think it would be grade A click meet if you two were confirmed doinking.
Okay.
I mean, I can just imagine that headline like, you know, on the Doinkster Report or whatever, confirmed. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd be like Hayes, like some sort of funny, you know, kind of. It's harder to do that in a headline. But I I'm not the guy that writes the Doinkster. You know, there's been a lot of stories like, does Max Silvestri, is he the guy behind the Doinkster Report?
Because you don't put your name on all your work.
Just because I retweet a lot of the stuff doesn't mean that I'm trying to get this site off the ground.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a good gossip. If you guys don't read the Doinkster Report,
you're the only follower on their Twitter account.
I mean, I'm honored that they only follow me on Instagram.
And you retweet a lot with like, oh, this is some you guys should check this out.
You seen this? I don't normally read this stuff. It's kind of a guilty pleasure, but this stuff's good.
Who is writing this stuff, you say?
Because like a lot of this stuff is just pictures of celebs, but like there's funny copy. Like it's the way the stories are told is funny.
That's a good angle,
yeah.
That's and no cons dope. To us doinking, I guess. When you think about it, there really is no reason not to.
To me?
Yeah.
I think that should be fine.
Yeah, I mean...
I think that should be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm brave.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think it is great.
Our nickname is like, are these guys doinking?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I'd probably ship you. I like to do that in the recaps so kind of you can tell the story.
Like they use with the cows now.
What's that?
That's how they track the cows with the ships.
Yeah. I might say like, and then, you know, I couldn't focus on the next part of the podcast because Clavenport made the room smell like sex again. You know, something like that because it's like I've given you a fun name maybe.
Sex has an odor.
Yeah, it does. And even people that just want to have sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have a musk. Yeah. So I'd give
you start with that? Is that how you... Like to make it happen?
I mean, look, I like to find evidence of what's there and then build on that. That's, you know.
No, I mean, like, with the odor.
With sex, is it like the smell?
Do you put the odor on first?
And then that helps.
Is that how you get it to go?
I know. I think when you smell it, it means you can. That's when it's okay to do it. So
obviously, I know, like, that's
sure, sure.
But who's making the smell?
Oh, I mean,
if I'm going to smell it, somehow making that smell, and then I smell it, and now it's...
Or am I making it, and he shows up?
And
or?
Now it's going to work?
I mean, ideally, you both would be making such a similar smell that you don't know where your smell stops and his begins, and that's okay. Kind of what, you know, a partnership is.
Yeah.
Is just, you know, your smells are in line.
Is it at the store?
The smell?
The smell, I don't know. I you could buy it, but I think it's better if it comes to
you. He doesn't even know.
Yeah, see.
He doesn't know. See, I find this a lot with these experts. So let's listen to another episode.
Yeah, this is when we talk. So this could be interesting because we sort of did a recap of Nip Tuck, but we did it when we were actually watching it live, which mm-hmm. When we think about doing that sometime, it's sort of like recapping without a net. Instead of being like, oh, you know, I'm going to – like, I know you, like, try to do it quickly right afterwards, but
yeah,
what about,
you know,
doing
still
it
pretty
the
safe.
Time?
But
yeah.
I feel like, you know, my job also as a critic and cultural commentator is to digest this information, is to sort of spend time contextualizing and sort of, you know, finding, you know, signification that I think you couldn't possibly on a live viewing.
From
I
your
mean,
safe little
yeah,
skirt.
We're not digesting it. It's going right through us. We're spraying it
out. Like a penny down a well that is just flying out of the back of you the second it touches your tongue.
Yeah, like a penny down a well.
Yeah, it goes quickly.
I'm like one of those. So we have a thing to water our Christmas tree right now that's like a tube.
When you say our Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. Me and Hayes.
Yeah, okay.
So me and Hayes have like
I don't
this
know if you
tube.
Had another tree.
No. I have a little tiny one. That I keep in my room, I'm allowed to decorate however I want. Hayes doesn't get to say. But
I picked the trimmings, is what you said right before we started recording.
Mm-hmm. And this one, what I did was lights, just lights.
Yeah, I like it a little
no
more.
No tinsel?
Did I fucking say tinsel?
No, I.
It is no, kind of lights.
Just lights.
Tinsel's a kind of lights.
Tinsel's a kind of lights?
Yes.
What?
It's Can you blasting, recap that opinion for
it's
me,
blasting,
please?
It's blasting lights.
Tinsel?
Yes.
No, it's reflection.
Yeah. Of what? Of what, Sean?
Of whatever there is.
Of whatever there is? Of lights.
I mean, all the reason we're able to see one another is just because our you know, all objects are reflecting the light, so we're not all lights.
Well, yeah.
Or is this
because we're all – no, because we are all –
Something that amplifies a light is not
all,
a light.
We're all star stuff. Stars are lights.
Okay, he's just phoned me, and you can recap that if you want.
But let's do it after this.
Okay.
We'll listen to this one. This one is an hour and 40 minutes. And here we go.
It had to. It's my only defense against the...
And I wonder if this guy's a mean guy or a nice guy.
It has been a long recovery, Dr. Troy.
A long...
Okay, Dr. Troy... Okay, Dr. Troy.
Dr. Troy.
So that's a big clue. So, okay, we're starting to piece it together, and his name must have been, last name was Troy before he became a doctor.
I haven't seen anyone. I was so depressed about how I looked, I wouldn't even let my own daughter visit me.
And so she must have gotten some kind of surgery before, and it's interesting to think
she
about.
She did. She did.
Is that what we saw? Was that her?
One of the things is they were going, you're addicted to plastic surgery, to this woman. And that's one of the things they do on the show.
And so that's one of the things that it's helpful to explain, I think, because that is one of the things we do know, that this is a plastic surgery show. So... How interesting was that for you?
I mean, I know we were just going to do one episode
3 years ago,
but then we ended up doing the whole season. Was just like I don't know which storyline I cared about more. The you know the obviously
the Nip Tuck one or the story of us figuring out what that show was.
Yeah, and just coming into your own as recappers. I mean, you know, sometimes it's fun to see the tool set fully developed from the start, but to watch you guys. grow and sink into it and get so it's just second nature.
Yeah. Because I've seen your unedited when you would just file your recap.
Sure.
And it would have a lot of the like, what is this?
Yeah.
What am I writing?
Who
about?
Is this?
How do I start a new line?
How do I make it?
A lot of questions of even how to, you know, why is the save icon a disc? Like a lot of things that weren't actually going to end up in the final product.
Max, you talked about our tool set and you talked about watching us grow.
Yeah.
So your general impression is like that's something that's going on for us, right? Our tool set's going to grow.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't stop growing. I mean, the tools only get bigger and sharper.
Good. Okay.
Or heavier, depending on what kind of tool. I mean, not all tools
and people are like knives. This? People like when this happens?
They want it, right? They don't like wake up nervous and then it goes away and they're like, okay.
I think there comes a point where if your tools grow too large.
Too sharp.
Too sharp. It's worrisome. But I think you just have to embrace it and be like, okay. I like it. I like how strong my tool is.
Great.
And you can make it stop if it is going too fast?
Whatever you're doing when the growth happens too quickly, just stop it and it will, you know, your tools are always going to kind of atrophy when you know.
Should
use
it
them.
Be cold? The tool, like ice cold.
I mean, if you're using your tool outside, I think it's fine for it to be cold. But I think if it's cold inside,
I'm not.
You need the other day you did.
Right. Okay. I have an outdoor shower. Well, anyway, so you know we're growing as recappers.
Yeah.
Got to experience that.
I mean, not that it wasn't good at the beginning. I mean, it was raw, but in a way that I don't know. It's still exciting because it's like new voices on the scene of people that watch. I mean, the kind of the Nip/Tuck community of people that release full length live recaps is active, and there, you know, there's a lot of great different voices out there, and it's exciting to hear a new
one. Well, it's nice to hear us figure it out. It's like how people prefer student films or non-professional sports.
Right. I prefer young improvisers.
Yes. Before they sort of have gotten stale and have their bag of tricks.
Yes, and a lot of times when they sort of get better and maybe join a group that has chemistry, you're like, okay, you're just kind of like hitting these notes with people you know. But when it's like a graduation class or something where you were just kind of assigned based on scheduling, that's when there's exciting things
that's
are happening.
That's magic.
That is magic.
Yeah.
Who did you find to be getting pwned in that episode?
Oh, great question.
I think you guys pwned Dr. Troy pretty hard.
Yeah,
you
know, I remember.
Clearly, agree. And do I have a nickname in this episode?
You as the recapper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so me recapping your recap, what would I call?
Yeah. I know you would call Antonio the spy or whatever on Top Chef. So.
Sure.
So maybe I'm like a... spy or whatever.
Yeah. I think Sean the spy.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, because I'm like, Max,
you're great at this.
Yeah. I mean, can I be, here's an interesting
one for
me.
Is this guy a spy? That's what I, but
okay,
I was going to say.
The microfilm.
But I was saying an interesting one for me.
Oh, sure.
Please.
It could be like Andy Recap with two P's.
Oh, like the hot fries.
Yeah, but actually he's from a newspaper comic strip, and this is something I know a lot about. I did an episode of High and Mighty about 5 months
ago. That's actually performing really well.
It's doing great. It's continuing to grow. The tail has been extremely long.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that show?
Well,
you should get transcriptions of that.
I will get
Rib. Gabrus's voice actually does come through in the transcription.
Sure. Well, you know, out of loyalty to Stereo Gum and Video Gum because of their ongoing lawsuit with HeadGum, I don't listen to any of this stuff. I mean, I do read the transcriptions when I can get them onto Rev, but I haven't actually gone to the website.
All you guys, I'm reading Stereo Gum and Video Gum. I'm breaking all my devices, putting gum in my stuff.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think we all agree, going back a long way, gum is our favorite thing. So how do you apply that enthusiasm of something that's delicious and enriching to, say, media, say, podcasts, say,
sort of
audio.
Skitch off of the success of gum?
The success of gum,
as an adult, gum is such a big part of my life. Because now I can get it whenever I want. You know, when I was a kid, it was people are trying to stop you from having gum. And then when you sort of come into your own and you have a big hot podcast, number 2 on the Vulture list.
Sure.
And, you have friends, a Christmas tree, everything you could want.
People say they probably forget about Comedy Bang Bang, right? Or there's some reason they couldn't, like, include that as number two or number one. No, they did remember it, and then it was number six.
Number six, though. So they know about it.
Yeah, they listen to everything.
They do know about it.
They do know about it, but you guys were number two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you guys can – you're now at the place in your lives where you buy as much gum as you want.
Gum, yeah.
And you've realized you have a
– yeah.
Not only can you afford as much gum as you want, but your appetite for it has only grown.
Sure. As a bigger man, I can fit more gum in my mouth, and I need more to get done what I need to
do. And you now have those new semi-porcelain veneers that, you know.
The chompers.
Yeah. You can
handle
gum. The
fresh chompers. Yeah. No, I can take on gum like nothing.
Because I know your old caps, you couldn't do gum for a while.
Well... That's a misconception.
Or you had to soak it in water you could just sort of chew in the back.
I could do it, but the cleanup process between pieces of gum.
Right.
And, of course, when I take them off, I have these really sharp, thin sort of vampire, creepy.
It almost outweighed the pleasure you got from gum. Almost. Yeah. Almost. But now, look at you. I mean, you have...
I got these huge chompers. I got the Lancasters, Burt Lancaster to Rainmaker.
Yeah.
And...
Is it just because it's kind of a little colder in L.A. that you keep having to apply Vaseline to your lips? Like, are your lips always this raw?
I have to put a gel on them because my lips don't create their own moisture, and I guess something about the application.
They will fuse to the choppers.
Yeah.
Sure. They're rejecting the new choppers.
Yeah. Something about the application of the choppers.
I think it's actually the opposite. They are liking them too much.
Right, yeah, they seem to be accepting them as such a part of my body that the inside of my gum line
in lieu of the skin on your face, it's almost like we choose the chompers, we want to leave your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to do something about the rest of your face, and that's kind of why you guys got into Nip Tuck, is because, you know, you are
looking at these. Well, I was curious.
Address this on one of the episodes.
Yeah, before we hire them, we should see if they're good doctors.
Yes. And I went, because my plan was to bring in the Reagan mask from Point Break and just go, like, make me this.
What do you want to do now?
It's been a special, special time with you.
Yeah.
We've learned about recapping.
Would you guys do a quick recap
growing.
Of me?
Of you
as
doing
a
it?
Guest?
No, well, I don't think so.
No, not as a recapper, as a guest. No? Okay.
As a guest, not as a recapper?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's hard for me to remember the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, there's this trick in writing in medias res where you can just kind of pick up somewhere and you hope your audience will catch up. So, you know, you could just sort of pick anyone.
What do you mean? What the fuck are you talking
medias
about?
Medias res Witherspoon.
Right.
Medias
Master
res.
Of horror Reese Witherspoon.
You're teaching us a lot of tricks.
Right. In media owns the Doingster. They're kind of – they just bought it during this – So I'm really excited for whoever owns that site, you know. It's a stock-only deal, but.
What else?
What's coming up for you, Max?
Yeah, you've talked so much about what you're not doing.
If you're when will this come out?
Christmas
I don't
Day.
Know.
Oh, man. You know, I just would love people to follow me on social media. You know, just come out to the shows.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.